Arizona.
I am the king of the rangers, no ties or fetters have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. When I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the ranger's pride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the rope will fly. We'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform.
Hey, boss, ain't that Curly in the corral down on his knees?
Nobody else, but what do you suppose he's digging around the dirt like that for?
Well, only Curly can answer that question. Hey, Curly, what are you doing? Saying your prayers?
Sort of, and hoping I'd find it.
Hoping you'd find what, Curly?
Well, I dropped a silver dollar out of my jeans right here, and I can't find it.
Well, judging from the dirt you've dug up looking for it, it should be in China most any minute now.
Curly, do you know how the Grand Canyon happened to be where it is?
No, boss, how?
Well, they say a Scotchman dropped a quarter in a gopher hole. Music,
oh,
boys,
boss.
While Curly thinks that over.
Point of that Grand Canyon thing yet,
boss. Oh, Jack, draw him a picture of it, will you?
I'm afraid I'd forget and hit him over the head with a fence rail.
I'd rather sing anyhow. I think it's much more pleasant.
Well, it's safer to say the least. What do you got on your mind, Curly?
My Carolina sunshine.
Well, no
girl.
Wonder you couldn't see the Grand Canyon. Go ahead and sing it, boys.
My Carolina sunshine girl, you have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have left me all alone. I wonder why I sit and cry, when I really should laugh at your phonograph. Well, you're the sweetest angel in this world, and I love, love, love you, my Carolina sunshine girl.
My Carolina sunshine girl, you have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have left me all alone.
I wonder why I sit and cry, when I really should laugh sunshine girl.
Curly, if you keep on dreaming of gals like that, you're going to lose all your cow nursing ability, if you got any.
You're a fine one to question my ability, a moon-eyed Chinaman.
That's one place that I don't agree with you, Jack. That should make him a better cowhand, because when he thinks of that Carolina gal, he'll be gentle with the cattle, and they like that.
Oh, now I know why the boss handles cattle so well. Past experience with the ladies.
Well, maybe you're right, Jack, but leastwise I have a soft spot in my heart for the days when I first fell in love. I love you in the same sweet way, dear. Love you more than I can say. Thanks, Curly.
You ride well and shoot and rope.
Oh, sort of.
You write poetry and sing like 60.
Yeah, after a fashion, yeah.
And you sure are a diplomat with the ladies.
Say, is my face red, Jack?
Yeah, I don't know if it's sunburn or blush.
I can't figure.
Can't figure what, Curly?
Well, let you seem able to do everything but dance.
Say, you bow-legged pigeon. Get yourself a pair of specs and watch me. Been itching to ask you to sing that pretty piece you was going over out there on the prairie, if Curly'll give me half a chance.
Now, Curly, dry up and blow away, will you? What was it, boss?
Oh, something about music in the sky.
Yeah, I know, just like a melody out of the sky.
Well, I reckon we can do it, boys. Listen.
Come on, boys.
One night has fallen, and love is calling. The evening breeze is sigh. Just like a melody from out of the sky. My little love nest is just a dream nest. A babbling brook rolls by. Just like a melody from out of the sky.
It's just like paradise to somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be.
It's just like heaven, it sounds like heaven, to hear a baby cry, just like a melody from out of the sky.
Boy, thank you. Thank you, boys, that sure was pretty. Have you ever stopped to think, what an important part music plays in our lives. No matter how many cares or woes may beset us, somehow we come through them smiling, as long as we can have a song in our hearts. Our mothers instill the love and necessity of song within us by crooning us to slumberland in tiny babyhood, so that our fondest recollections through life is a mental picture of mother singing us to sleep. You know, there's something about most music that is comforting and satisfying. It fills the vacant spots in our lives and soothes the aching heart. It brings messages of hope and courage and love. It presents the beautiful and the cultural side of life. Somehow, I pity the one who says to me, "I don't care for music." Poor chap. He's but depriving himself of one of God's greatest blessings.
Say that, sir.
Very nice, boss.
You know, I've thought the same things a thousand times, boss.
No.
You know what I bet? That's why colored folks are so fond of music.
Oh, you're right, Curly. They live by it and for it. Why, I can remember as well that old mammy of mine.
Say, boss, how would you like to hear the boys sing it?
Sing what, Jack?
Well, that old mammy of mine.
Oh, fine, fine if they can.
Sure they can. Come on, boys.
Mammy of mine, below that old Nixon mine, oh, how I'm longing to kiss you, I miss you all of the time. I kiss your picture each night and read the letters you write, for they remind me of days of long ago. Lordy, how I'd like to be with you when I'm alone. My thoughts go wandering home, then I start thinking of you and feeling so blue I could cry. No, I know why. Daddy used to say that good Lord blessed us when he gave us you, cause you're the bestest angel divine, you wonderful mammy of mine. Get, oh, get along,
another happy meeting, and I hope you'll come again soon. So long.